You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. DFS Today, presented by DailyRoto.com. Now, here's Tony Cincotta.
I'm taking in the music. It's a lot like church. I feel like a father. I'm about to give my sermon. But I ain't giving you guys any bread or wine. You listen to DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. My name's Tony Cincotta. I'm hoping you're waking up in a better mood than Tony Cincotta is this morning. Last night was one of those nights. It's just one of those nights that you sit back and you say, what the F is going on? Last night was one of those nights. I only played one tournament, 150-50, right? Which is not like I usually do, but I don't know. I was in the golf the whole day. I've been writing. I was writing a baseball book the whole day. And I was like, but I nailed it. It was only four games, so I was pretty on my research, but I had to work during the night too, so I don't know. I only went one game once. And then I put up a 314 last night, right? I came outside the tournament. The cut line for the tournament was 319. And to stick a dagger in your heart, the guy that was the last guy to get paid was Sahil Sood. Of course, Max DeLurie. Like, he really needs the effing money. And he was the guy that was the cut line. That's 50-50 I was in. The top 10 got paid. I came in 11th. And it's just one of those things. You're like, man, 314, that should be money in the bank. That should be how you count it. But when you're in a four-game slate, anything can happen. Stephen Curry came through for me last night, 56 points. Tim Hardaway Jr., 47 points. Kawhi Leonard, that score being a blowout. He got 42 points there. Blake Griffin, 50 points. We had David Lee, 31 points. And we got 51 from Ersan Ilyasova. When you get 51 points from Ersan Ilyasova, it should be a win. There's no other way to debate it. It should be a win. But the one guy, only one guy didn't come through. Dennis Schroeder had 10 fantasy points. 10. In a game, there was 230 points scored. What the hell is wrong with that kid when he's got that little yellow streak in his head and he can't put up any fantasy points for us? Are you kidding me? Like, Mike Florio, you do understand, once you go coloring your hair, you can't have bad games.
We should all learn from Odell Beckham.
I mean, Jesus, Mary and Joe. I mean, that was frustrating. I put up a big number. One guy holds you back.
Yeah, that sucks. That's always the worst. You say you finished a set of money in multiple contests. That I understand why you're a little grumpy this morning.
Yeah, so grumpy. I am grumpy this morning, and but I'm going to turn it around tonight. And I got to tell you, folks, you know, I did a lot of work yesterday, right? I'm writing this thing. I'm doing all this other stuff. So I get tomorrow off, though. But I don't really have it off. I still have to write stuff. So here's the thing. In the background, I love when Major League Baseball season is, right? When you have a work day and you work from home, there is nothing better than a day baseball game. Like, if you work from home, there is nothing better. It might be the same thing for Florio, because, I mean, Florio works in a sport environment. Like, Florio, isn't it a better day when you guys are hanging out of the office and someone's got a baseball game on in the background?
Yeah, it's awesome. And just to, I know what you are talking about, because my previous job, I worked from home, and it was fantastic. You know, you would throw the TV on, just the game, and you'd be working. Or here, we usually stream it on one of the extra computers. So it just makes everything more fun.
Yeah, so we don't have baseball yet. So while I'm working, I got this Waste Management Phoenix Open on, right? And that's great. And it's awesome when you got your guys in there and you're playing for Thursday and Friday. And the way it works with the golf situation, and golf was one of the last places to do this, is at 9:30 this morning, you can get it online. It costs you $6 a month or $39 for the whole year. So you can get it online 9 a.m. Then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that starts the TV, you know, the regular TV coverage. So you can watch this crap all day long, right? And you got your guys and your DFS lineups and you're into it, right? While you're working. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And it's something that everybody could love and everybody can gravitate to. Now, I always tell people that certain guys are sprinters and not marathoners. Because they get out to the early lead, but they don't have the endurance to be a champion. They don't have the ability to finish it off. And I'll tell you, in daily fantasy golf, I've been the king of the first day. And then it goes downhill. And yesterday, one of my teams in the big tournament, the $33 tournament is $50,000 the first prize. I only have one team in the tournament, just one. I'm just that type of guy. I just need one. And I'm in 130th place out of 12,561. But here's what the drama is today. I get the guy in first place. The guy in first place is Matt Kuchar. He's owned by 17%. I have the two guys tied for second place. Hideki Matsuyama, 23%, and Brendan Steele owned by 29%. But I have two guys that are in 76th place. The top 70 make the cut for the weekend. I get two guys that I need to pick up six places in the standings today. I need those guys in to make a run. I need six golfers when you're playing 12,000 people to be successful. So today it's not only about the leaderboard and having the top three guys. It's also about the guys in 70th place. We need them to be in the top 70. And then they can move on, and we can move on and have a weekend where we try to chase down the Greater Phoenix Waste Management Tournament. And that's drama. That's excitement on a Super Bowl weekend. Right? Just think about it. That game don't kick off to 6:30. And while you're preparing your buffalo dip, your spinach dip, while you're getting the chips assorted, you can have that Phoenix Management Open golf tournament on the background, and you can have guys coming down the stretch, and you can be rooting for your golfers while everybody's talking about the commercials. This is an amazing thing. This is the beauty of DFS. This is all of a sudden the daily fantasy sports industry gave us fantasy sports we never even considered. Like, who is going to play fantasy MMA? Mike Florio, 5 years ago, did you ever think, you know what? I'm going to play fantasy MMA tonight. Did you ever think that would be possible?
I don't even think it was a thing 5 years ago.
Right. I mean, this is amazing. We got fantasy golf where I'm in a one and done. So the way it works is you can pick a golfer once and you can't use them again. And you get whatever money they win. That's how the points in the standing. There's 1,000 people in it. Like some guy on Twitter put it together. Coach Esser. Dennis Esser. You hear him on his channel every once in a while. He has a great podcast in the fantasy sports industry. He put it together just by people on Twitter. He got 1,000 people.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. People love their fantasy golf. It's like the epidemic.
Yeah, we also have a great new fantasy golf commercial people could look forward to on this network.
Yeah. Should we play it for the people?
If you want, we can.
All right. Let me know when you get that tuned up. We got a new golf show that's coming out, and we've cut a couple commercials this week. You'll be getting some new commercials there, and, you know. Every once in a while, I got to step it up and make sure you do a commercial a little better than everybody else.
I got it ready if you want to let the people hear.
Here it is, folks. Here's the new golf show right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's Tony Cincotta, and what is the hottest, greatest, latest DFS sport everybody's playing? It's DFS Golf. You need to be playing. I don't care if you're a guy that's very good at stroke play. That's your business. I'm going to help you out in DFS Golf. Tuesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. No Mulligan Fantasy Golf. You don't catch the show at 3 p.m. because you got a job and you're a guy that has a living? Well, congratulations. Let's invest that money with No Mulligan Fantasy Sports. Oh, I f***ed it up. I'm going to continue from there. Damn, it will be the last thing I make a mistake. So just tune into the damn show. You can catch it on demand at iTunes or Google Play. And then I won't say another f***ing mistake again. 3 p.m. Tuesdays, I'm out of here.
There you have it. The Fantasy Mulligan Show will be coming up Tuesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern. It was a commercial that was unlike any other commercial where, you know, a lot of the commercials now we have these, you know, these tricky takes in there. And we have all this audio stuff. That was real. That was like the acoustic version of a commercial.
Oh, yeah. Tony one takes a commercial. Even if he messes it up, he rolls with it and makes it like the best commercial we have. So it's a professional right there.
There you go. So that we got forward. We're coming up NBA. We're going to break it down, get you ready for tonight's action in the National Basketball Association. A lot of the games don't have lines tonight because of injuries in each one of those games. So it'll be a busy night tonight at the Lineup Lock Show brought to you by DailyRoto.com, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern with Ben Ricard and myself. We'll tell you who to put in the lineup. And like I said, there's a lot of games with no lines. That means we'll be busy tonight on that show, so make sure you tune in. Coming up next, I'll break down the NBA. Stay tuned for more from DFS Today. Welcome back, DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. Tony Cicada here on a Friday morning. The Raptors and Magic go at it tonight. No line in as yet in that contest. DeMar DeRozan, of course, we're going to see if he'll be playing in tonight's action. The Indiana Pacers and the Brooklyn Nets go at it. 221 is the total there. Indiana, 7-point favorite on the road in Brooklyn. The Minnesota Timberwolves, Detroit Pistons go at it. 210 is the total in that one. Then we have the Bulls at the Houston Rockets playing back-to-back games. James Harden, of course, will be covered by Jimmy Butler in this game, a good defender there. 223 is the total. L.A. Lakers and the Boston Celtics, 221. In that one, the Celtics, 11.5-point favorite. Never happened when Magic Johnson was there, but tonight Magic won't be playing in that contest. Neither will be James Worthy. Neither will be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Neither will be Kurt Rambis. So that will be a tough one. Memphis Grizzlies and Oklahoma City Thunder go at it, 203.5. The Bucks, the Nuggets go at it. Don't know about Nikola Jokic. You also have a couple other injuries in that Denver backcourt that we got to look at. So there's no line on that one. The Phoenix Suns, Sacramento Kings, 217 is the total there. Garrett Temple out for Sacramento. So someone else could jump in that starting lineup tonight. Might get some value for one of the Sacramento Kings in a game against a very, very poor Phoenix Suns defense. A lot of boogie tonight. A lot of boogie across the DFS industry. That's how it's going to roll. Dallas Mavericks and the Portland Trailblazers go at it. 206 is the total there. Are you a guy that enjoys playing DeMarcus Cousins in your lineups?
Yes.
Really? Like, I always get afraid that, like, he's going to shoot the hot dog guy.
I've never been concerned for the hot dog guy's safety. I get the concern, but he's so much fun to watch, and he's just awesome. So when you roster him, you watch him with a little more added investment. Like, it's awesome. Plus,
now, I'm a little uneasy. Like, I feel like I have irritable bowel syndrome. Like, I could explode at any minute.
Yeah, I mean, no one wants to lose.
Better stay near the shitter.
No one wants to lose money, but if my guy's going to leave the game early, I'd rather it be
because he
powerbombed like the ref through a table rather than like, you know, he jammed his toe like Anthony Davis.
Yes, I never thought about it like that. The way you go out should make you feel better about losing your money.
Yeah, that's a great. You know, I owned DeMarcus Cousins in DFS the day he suplexed the guy, and you know,
I mean, This guy is crazy.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Tonight, the NBA, one of the first guys you're looking at is Kyle Lowry, $8,900. They're 20th in the league against point guards. But remember, without DeMar DeRozan, this guy has been on a tear. So if no DeRozan's in, you got to get excited. On FanDuel, he's $9,600. On DraftKings, he's only $8,900 against the Orlando backcourt. But without DeRozan playing, he's put up 46 fantasy points, 56, 54, and 47. So those are huge nights. His usage goes through the roof. So a lot of it depending on when we have a whole slate of games, depending on if we get him in the lineup or not, DeMar DeRozan. So they're 20th in the league at covering the point guard. Next up, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Tonight, Giannis Antetokounmpo is a guy with a great, great matchup. He's going against a Denver backcourt that doesn't play any defense. They're banged up. He is a big salary, $10,900 on FanDuel, $10,300 on DraftKings, but he will pay off in that one. Then you got another $10,000 point guard against a team that's the worst defensive team in the league, arguably right there with the Brooklyn Nets, is Isaiah Thomas, who's on a complete tear. They have the highest team total at 116. He's the guy that scores all the points. He's $10,500 on FanDuel. He's $10,000 on DraftKings. The Lakers are the fourth worst team against point guards in the NBA. Two guys, both $10,000 or more. Antetokounmpo, Isaiah Thomas, definitely can be rostered tonight. Then you say, hey, Tony, that's expensive, man. That's a lot of cash. I need to save money. I'm a guy that lives on Groupons. You got anything cheap for me, Tony? You got anything cheap for me? And Tony says, yes, I do. $7,600 tonight, $7,500. Jeff Teague faces the worst defense in the league in the Brooklyn Nets. So they have a team total of 114, which is the third highest team total. Jeff Teague is in play. Jeff Teague at $7,500. Can he get you six times the investment? Absolutely, dare. He only put up 22 against Orlando. His last game was a stinker. But before that, against Houston, 46. The game before that, Sacramento, 39. He had 47 versus Minnesota. So Jeff Teague is a guy tonight when you don't have the cash to pay the 10 grand for Antetokounmpo or Isaiah Thomas. You can go ahead and spend a little cash there. One other guy that's a little cheaper, his team total, though, is only 103 in a tough defensive matchup against the Detroit Pistons. He's $6,900 on FanDuel. DraftKings, he's $6,700. Ricky Rubio. Rubio has been on an offensive tear. He had 38 points in his last game, 50 in the game prior to that. He had 27, which we don't like. He had a 31 and a 37 for Ricky Rubio. Four out of his last five games would have paid off, and tonight has a good matchup. Reggie Jackson used to be one of the better defenders. He has not played well defensively this season, so you could take advantage of that. Moving on to the two guard in tonight's matchups and trying to get a little love and a glove. One of the things you can look at in that Milwaukee game, the two-guard situation there, but with Dellavedova and Brogdon, too many guys there. I don't feel the confidence in using them in that contest. C.J. Miles is a guy that people are going to be talking about tonight to use, and I got to be honest, there are certain guys that F you every single time you put them in your lineup, right? And you feel like you're taking it personal. This C.J. Miles is one of those dudes, and he never gets enough points. He's got a 20.8 in his last game against Orlando. He had a 1.4 in the game before that against the Rockets. He had 21.9. He had 19.7. He had 19.1. And he had 19.1. He had 11. He had a 2. He had 13. 5. So that's all the way back to January 16th. So when you're having people tell you today C.J. Miles is a play, tell them to go F themselves because you're not playing C.J. Miles. I'm getting emotional about it. If people screw you, you got to learn the lessons. You can't put them in the lineup. Is that some good advice there, Mike Florio? Someone screws you, say forget it. I'm out. Mike probably is talking to the King, Scott Angle.
I was actually just talking to the King, Scott Angle.
See? There you go.
So what was the question you asked? Sorry.
CJ Miles. He hasn't put up over 20 points in 7 games yet. People on fantasy shows are going to put him in. And I said, tell people, when they tell you to play CJ Miles, tell them F off. He keeps screwing me.
I like that advice. That people should listen to you definitely on that one.
James Harden tonight. I say this time and time again. There's never a bad night to play this guy. But with those $10,000 point guards that we were talking about, I would prefer them, and I would go cheaper at the two guard. Now, Norman Powell will be the play if DeMar DeRozan's out. Gary Harris provides you a cheap play if he's ready to play tonight in the Denver game. So you can go there with one of those two guys you can use there. And the nutty Nick Young versus the Boston Celtics, I don't like using a guy that just shoots. But tonight, not a bad play there. At the small forward position, Paul George absolutely is going to be heavily owned in a ton of lineups tonight, and deservedly so against Brooklyn. 8,700 on FanDuel, 8,100 on DraftKings. You want to save a little cake? I told you about the injury to Garrett Temple. I think Matt Barnes could get the start. Make sure you listen to the Lineup Log Show brought to you by DailyRoto.com. Matt Barnes, 3,700, 3,900. He'll be a guy absolutely will give you cheap money for tonight. Jimmy Butler's in a great position against the Houston Rockets. They're 20th in the league against small forwards, so he's going to be a guy in play. Chandler Parson, he's 3,200 on DraftKings, 3,500. We keep waiting for this guy to break one out, and you say, is tonight the night? Should I be playing him? He had 17 fantasy points his last game. He had 6. He had 13. He had 26. So he's a tournament play. And there's a chance that you could get something out of him, but there's also a chance that you get the 6 fantasy points. So you don't want to have anything to do with that. At the power forward position for tonight, you're going to be looking at the Boston Celtics starting lineup tonight against the Lakers. The Lakers are worse in the league. So if it's Jaberko or Amir Johnson, you'll get enough cheap minutes there that you can go and use them as a salary cap slug. But I like a little Thaddeus Young tonight, $5,400. Their second worst team against power forwards, and it's more of a play. I think DeMarcus Cousins is a guy you can absolutely lean on. They have the 4th highest team total tonight. DeMarcus Cousins, where you can start it all off, and you can go and say, I'm the man, you're the mouse. Harrison Barnes has a good matchup, but they have the lowest team total of any team in the NBA tonight. At the center position, you're looking at Al Horford versus the Lakers. The Lakers are worst in the league against big man Al Horford, back and ready to play. Miles Turner against the Brooklyn Nets, absolutely in play. Robin Lopez, also in a game tonight that you can roster up. And the Celtics don't defend the big man well. Do you take a shot with Timothy Mozgov? He's the minimum salary. I might be able to do that if you need a cheap salary. That's the guys. Good luck in the Super Bowl, folks. We'll see you on Monday. This is DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. See you Monday.